The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. What does hockey and church planting in Russia, sports at the University of Texas, athletes in South Africa and Central Asia have to do with a collegiate football and baseball player in the Pacific Northwest? This is the story of Darren McFarland, whose journey with Jesus has led him and his family to far corners of the globe, now impacting athletes at Harvard, MIT, Boston College, Boston University, and nearby schools. We pause here, as we typically do at the beginning of our show, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program. Well, it's quite simple, dear friend. It's to lead you closer and closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. I say our Lord because Darren McFarland has been impacted by the love of God. He has been touched by the power of God's Spirit through Jesus Christ. Jesus, who loves you so much, He died on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes, but 3 days later, Jesus rose again from the grave. And today, I say this, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, however tough things may seem to be, there is hope, always hope, in Jesus, resurrection hope. And Jesus reaches out to you. And here's the thing. Will you turn to Jesus? In fact, will you turn from the way that you've been going to God's way? That's called repentance. Will you repent of any wrongdoings before God and walk in God's way? That's our prayer. That's our hope through Christ today. Darren McFarland has 33 years of experience in campus and sports ministry with CRU. He is the director of Athletes in Action in the Boston metro area, overseeing ministry in 8 schools. I mentioned a few: Harvard, MIT, Boston College, Boston University, Merrimack, Gordon, Bentley, and Babson. He graduated from Willamette University, where he played baseball and football. He also graduated from Dallas Theological Seminary, where he earned his THM in New Testament Greek. Darren is fluent in Russian. He's married to Susan, over 31 years of marriage. They have 5 children: Alex, Chris, Abby, Nick, and David. Darren, welcome. Welcome to our show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Danny.
Well, I talked about where you've traveled to a certain degree. I understand there's more. But take us back. Tell us, Darren, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Salem, Oregon, and Olympia, Washington, living in the Washington area near Tacoma and Seattle until I was 10, and then moved out to Salem, Oregon when I was 10 years old and graduated high school there. At McNairy High School in 1984, and then went on to play some baseball and football at Willamette University, which is in my hometown of Salem, Oregon.
You talk about baseball and football. Who would you say influenced you most, Darren, in your growing up years?
Well, you know, I didn't come to know Jesus until I was 18. And so I was very influenced by the professional athletes who were the best at what they did. Guys like Bo Jackson, multi-sport athlete, Herschel Walker, Tony Dorsett, big baseball fan. My grandpa played for the Red Sox back in 58 with Ted Williams, and he played with Stan Musial on the Cardinals, and he also played with Roberto Clemente on the Pirates. And so I was a Red Sox fan from the West Coast, never having been to Fenway Park until about 10 years ago.
So these athletes were role models for you. Talk a little bit about your grandfather. Did you get to spend a lot of time with him in your early years?
You know, I did get to see him pretty much from the time I was about 10 until I was at least through middle school. I remember playing catch with him and asking him about his baseball career. And when I was about, I guess it was 20 years old, he gave me his baseball that had been signed by Ted Williams that he got at spring training. Back in, I guess it was 1958, and I still have that ball. It's on the shelf. I'm not going to tell you my address because we might have some people come looking for it.
I thought it'd be in a safety deposit box or something.
No, it's on the shelf. I show it to everybody who wants to see it. Yeah.
So you mentioned 18. You became a Christian at 18. Take us to the moment or the moments preceding your conversion to Christ.
Yeah, I played sports in high school, and it was my life. You know, athletics and academics and girls. Those were the three things I cared the most about, and pursued them with a passion. And you know, I come to find out that even when I had everything that I thought I needed to be happy with success in those areas, you know, there was still an empty spot. There was still a vacuum in my life. And I had a great grandmother who had left behind her Bible for me. And, you know, I never really read it. Kind of sat on the top shelf of my bookshelf and gathered dust. And it was through some setbacks my senior year in high school in football. I wanted to play Division I football and just didn't work out for me. And for the first time in my life, I had failed at what I'd set out to accomplish. And so I figured, you know, I'd tried everything else and it was time to give God a try. And so I pulled that Bible down off the top shelf and blew the dust off and began to read about how Jesus loved me. And I was blown away because I knew the way I'd lived my life, I didn't deserve his love. Certainly hadn't earned it. If anything, I deserved you know, punishment and rejection. And I read about this Jesus who said he loved me and that he died for my sins. And, you know, I wanted to change. In fact, I even tried to become a better person. Came out with my own code of ethics and couldn't even live up to my own standards. And just really wanted to change, wanted to be a different person. And when I read that we could become new creatures in Christ, I was all about that. I wanted a different life and I wanted to start over. And so I put my faith and trust in Christ right after football season, my senior year. And that was 1984. So it's almost been, well, 38 years, almost 40 years. Well, a couple more years, we'll hit four decades of knowing Jesus. And I'm just so thankful and grateful for his love and forgiveness. It's given me new purpose and joy in my life. And, you know, it hasn't all been easy, even as a believer. And he's been with me every step of the way. And I'm just so grateful and thankful.
Were there others involved? You mentioned your grandma, your great grandma, leaving her Bible for you. Were there others that encouraged you along the way during that difficult time, your senior year, when things didn't quite work out like you had envisioned?
You know, it's really interesting. I think that for whatever reason, God chose to draw me to himself through his word alone. And I didn't really have conversations or encounters with other people who were believers in the beginning. I just read God's word and I became convinced that it was true and convinced that Jesus was the Son of God and that he came to live and to die and to be resurrected so that we could have a relationship with the Father through him. And it was just through God's word. But then, of course, after I made this decision to follow Christ, God brought into my life a bunch of different people. I started dating a Christian girl. I went to church with their family and I got involved in Young Life. I had a basketball coach who led a Bible study, and I started going to that before school. And so, yeah, he definitely brought a bunch of people around me. But initially, it was through his word.
Well, that speaks, Darren, about the power of God's word. Say a little about that, with relation to your experience, the power of God's word.
Yes. God's word is the power unto salvation, and just reading it and listening to it and sitting under it has spiritual force and magnitude. And I believe that God saved me through the truth of his word. The Holy Spirit came alongside my reading and allowed me to understand what I was reading and allowed me to believe it. And I see that as a miracle. It was a miracle that I came to faith in Christ, because I wasn't raised that way and I didn't live that way before I became a believer. So I think from that point forward, Danny, as a Christian worker, as a missionary, as an evangelist, I never wanted to make the same mistake that I think some of my friends and maybe even family members made with me. They didn't share the goodness of Christ with me. I don't know why. Maybe they were afraid. Maybe they thought I had my act together, or maybe they thought they'd be rejected or something. I don't know. But from that point forward, when I encountered the powerful word of God in a personal way, through the resurrected Jesus and faith in him, I kind of made it my personal, I don't know what the right word is, just my commitment to share the gospel, because you never know what that other person is going through. And at the moment when I thought there was no hope, Jesus brought me hope. And I'm sure there are so many people out there like that who are without hope and need Jesus. And so I try to make sure that, if possible, I'm always talking to people about him, even if I don't know them very well. Maybe it's a chance encounter. The other day I was playing disc golf and had the opportunity. So that's kind of what God did in me, and I pray he'll continue to do that through me.
And he's doing it right now as you share your journey of faith, and how the Word of God spoke to you miraculously and touched you and pulled you in, as it were, the grace and power of God through the Word of God that is living and active. You're listening to Darren McFarland. Darren is the director of Athletes in Action, here in the Boston metro area, Harvard, MIT, Boston College, Boston University, Merrimack, Gordon, Bentley, and Babson. You'll hear more from Darren in a few moments when we come back from our break. You know, Darren joined the staff of Campus Crusade for Christ, or Athletes in Action. It's known as CRU today, Athletes in Action. He graduated from Willamette, played football, played baseball, encountered a period in his senior year of high school where things weren't going as he expected, and it was like a monkey wrench in the plans of his life, but God intervened at that time. Our prayer is that God will intervene in your life even today. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042.
484-2042. Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
All right, I want you to get this down, all right? Give.crew.org. Give.crew.org. And go ahead and type in Darren McFarlane. Give.crew.org. Type in Darren McFarlane. That's one way you can follow up with Darren, be a supporter of his ministry, pray for him, dig deep and support the work that he's doing right now in the Boston metro area with key athletes in the schools surrounding this area, including Boston College, Boston University, MIT, Harvard, and others. When you listen to his background, you'll hear a world traveler. You hear about parts of the world that are, he speaks fluent Russian. He's involved with sports. His life has been about sports. But, you know, he wouldn't be able to get so far, at least I don't think so, without, of course, the guidance of the Lord, the help of the Lord, but also a woman of God. He's married to Susan. Darren McFarlane, when did you meet Susan?
You're so right, Danny. She is amazing. And the love and joy of my life. Best decision I ever made after I trusted Christ. Susan and I met at the University of Texas in Austin. She was a senior. It was my first year on staff with Athletes in Action, working with the Longhorn football team and some of the other sports teams there. And I was trying to get some training and to head back over to Russia as a missionary. And she was a Russian history major and loved the Lord and super cute and energetic. And she caught my eye right away. And when she started talking about going to Russia as a missionary, I thought, you know, I need to step up my game here because I don't want to let her get away. So we started courting and got married in 91, and we moved to Russia in 93 with no kids. And when we came back home in 2010, we had five. So I don't know something about the water over there or what, but there you go.
Now, so Susan spoke Russian. Did you grow up? Were you interested in Russia? Did you know the language before you left?
So when I was in college, I got involved with Campus Crusade for Christ, and one of the guys that was a student had this vision, and he was praying about moving to Eastern Europe, and he started praying in our group and telling us about it, and it was very interesting. And then I went to a conference in 1986, maybe 85, and Bill Bright was the speaker. And he gave everyone a map of the world and suggested and challenged us to begin praying for some country outside of the United States that Jesus would be magnified there. And I began to pray for the former Soviet Union. And the next summer, I went on a short-term mission trip to the Soviet Union, and I didn't know any Russian at the time. But after that trip, I felt compelled to start studying Russian. So my last 2 years at Willamette University, I studied Russian with the hopes of returning someday.
So by the time you met Susan, you were already gaining pretty well along with your proficiency?
Yeah, well, you know, book learning and speaking ability are two different things. So I had a pretty good understanding of the grammar. I could read it, write it a little bit, but it wasn't really until we moved there that you know, we actually became fluent. And Susan was a Russian history major, but didn't study Russian in college. So we spent the first couple of years of our ministry in St. Petersburg really hitting the books hard and focusing on learning the language.
Why do you believe that God led you to Russia?
Hmm. Wow. You know, back in the New Testament time period when Christ walked the earth, after he went back to heaven, after he ascended, the apostles were able to reach pretty much the whole known world through one language, the language of Greek. And I believe that God did a similar thing through the Soviet Union, Russia. You know, as we know, after World War II, they annexed a lot of Eastern Europe and other different countries in Central Asia and elsewhere. And they forced everyone to learn Russian in school. And so I believe that in part God allowed this to happen so that today you can reach 20 different countries through the language of Russian, and many of those in Central Asia, where those former Soviet republics have broken off and gained some freedom. But everyone who's 35 and older still speaks fluent Russian. And so to my surprise, recently I got to go to one of those countries, and I was able to speak and share the gospel and communicate with the national believers and with the unbelievers as well.
Building up the body of Christ, the church, as well as spreading the gospel, the good news. Darren, going back, your first time in Russia, was there anything that surprised you back then?
You know, I think the thing that surprised me was that, and I've seen this all around the world, that people are people everywhere. You know, and if you take away the governments and you take away the politics and all the stuff that's going on, people are generally the same. You know, they want to live a life of peace. God created them with a longing inside to know him. And, I was just surprised by how well I was able to connect with these young Soviet Russian people when I was, you know, 20 years old. And it was exciting. It was exciting to think that God might use me, or anyone for that matter, who's willing to be used and to go And so I was surprised that it was so easy to connect. I remember playing soccer. I mean, you can play soccer anywhere in the world, and in 5 minutes, you're best friends with whoever you're playing with. And I think that's another thing that God has done, is he's created sport, and he's created sport worldwide, especially soccer and a few of the other sports that are played in more countries than others, like basketball. It's just a way to connect with people. You might not know their language. You might not know their culture. But I think sport is like a catalyst. You know, of course, Jesus is the answer. He's the ultimate answer. But the secret sauce or the catalyst is sport. And I've seen it time and time again.
How has your perspective of Russia changed over the years?
You know, we lived there in the early 90s when it was like the Wild West, you know, and everything was new and they wanted everything from the West and everything came in. The Christians came in, you know, the Hare Krishnas came in, every single religion you could think of under the sun, and all the cults came in, and Hollywood and everything else that you can imagine came in. And so they were open to everything, and thankfully they were open to Jesus. And we saw years of great openness, and then as it became more had more opportunities financially, it seemed like they turned away a bit. And then we saw the different international conflicts kind of affected how open they were to Americans. And now, you know, it's just sad to me. I grieve for the common Russian person who, you know, is going through what they're going through because of their government and their leaders. I also grieve for the Ukrainians. You know, we have friends who are missionaries, and Ukrainian friends who their young son is fighting in the war over there. And yeah, it's just sad. It's really sad to me.
Well, Darren, let's pick that up when we come back from this break. We can spend a little more time talking about just, you know, give a little bit of air into that and let it breathe a bit. And I'd like to hear what your perspective is now on the current war in Ukraine. You're listening to Darren McFarlane. Darren lived in Russia. He and his wife, Susan, moved there. And when they left about 10 years later, they had five children. Darren is now the director of Athletes in Action in the Boston metro area. When we come back, he'll talk about the war in Ukraine and some challenges that he experienced in Russia. And then, of course, how is God using him and his family, Darren and Susan, here in Boston? Well, that's all to come. And don't forget, we always like to spend some time in prayer for you, dear friend. Again, The Good Life Radio Show, Darren McFarlane, give.crew.org, Darren McFarlane. Follow up, find out more about Darren, our dear friend. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So again, it's give.crew.org. Type in Darren McFarlane. In 1993, Darren attended Agape International Training for Cross-Cultural Ministry before doing 4 years of campus ministry in St. Petersburg, Russia. Then became director of Campus Crusade's Metro Ministry in Yekaterinburg, Russia, where he launched 2 Russian church plants. He also founded an international hockey ministry in Russia with Athletes in Action. Darren, so much talk about Russia these days. Brother, what is your perspective on the current war in Ukraine?
Oh, wow. I think the best way for me to answer that question would be to take a look at Revelation 7 and verse 9. And here we see that someday we're going to behold a great multitude that no one could count, from every tribe, nation, tribe, people, and tongue, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands, and they were crying out to the Lord, saying, "Salvation to our God who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." You know, God loves people from every tribe, from every nation, from every tongue. And, I would say that I think God is greatly saddened by the events, but he's bigger than the events. He can still accomplish his purposes. I feel really angry about what's happening over there. Like I said, we have friends on both sides of the border. There was a woman named Sveta. Our kids called her Grandma. And she would cook Russian food for the kids and watch them while my wife and I would go on a date, and she became basically part of the family. And we've helped her through the years because she doesn't have much of a pension, and we've been unable to help her over this past month, and so that makes me sad. But God's bigger than that, Danny, and I believe he's accomplishing his purposes. And he will be glorified, and his son will become known, even through these horrible circumstances.
You mentioned someone who has a son that is, was it a Ukrainian friend of yours who has a son that is fighting in the war?
Yes, they were on staff with Campus Crusade and served in Russia. But they're Ukrainian, and from what I understand now, their son's fighting in the war.
Describe some of the most challenging times. Now, this is going back throughout the years you were in Russia, but challenging times that you experienced in Russia.
You know, one of the most challenging times in my life, if not the most challenging, was the day that our son, our second son, was born with Down syndrome. His name is Christopher. The eventually started getting called Krista Bear, and then it got shortened to Bear. But initially, we thought that meant this is kind of the end of our lives as missionaries, and, you know, begin to question God, what are you doing? You know, why did this happen? We had to move back from Russia for a time. And, you know, we thought, oh, you know, maybe we did something wrong. And of course, God eventually showed us that this wasn't because of someone's sin. It was instead that God might be glorified. And we've seen through the years that our son Bear has been a door opener and a tremendous blessing to our family and to many others. But initially, that was difficult because we just didn't understand what God was doing. So that was a difficult time. But looking back on it, hindsight is 20/20. It's like, okay, God, you actually do know what you're doing. And Chris has been a tremendous blessing to our family and even to our ministry. Opened many doors. He's went with me to South Africa on a mission trip a couple years ago, and where I work as a chaplain for the football team at Merrimack College. Yeah, he's the team manager of the football team. Yeah, so God can turn hardships into blessings, for sure.
You talk about Merrimack and the football team. In view of Russia, how did the Lord lead you back to America to serve student athletes here in Boston?
You know, we got to a point where came back for a time, and I went to seminary. We went back to Russia for another 10 years and lived in Ekaterinburg, which is on the eastern flank of the Ural Mountains. And it just seemed like what we went to accomplish, we were able to accomplish. We saw some national leaders raised up. We saw Russians taking ownership and leadership of the church and of the student ministries there. You know, we'd kind of run into a dead end as far as educational opportunities for our son Bear with Down syndrome. And our kids were, you know, getting older. And another thing that happened was my wife's father passed away. And so that was a part of the decision, coming back to be closer to her mom. And she lives with us now, and we have a little in-law apartment on the back of our house. And so, yeah, I just think it was time. It was time to make a transition. And we have been so thankful for the opportunities here for our family and in ministry. And we look forward to a day where we can maybe move back overseas, you know, for what we call a stint. It's a short-term international project, which is 1 to 2 years. And who knows? We'll see what happens after that. But we're set for now here in the Boston area. We've got a junior in high school, and we want to see him through college. And we want to see my wife's mom, Jenny, well taken care of. And, you know, so we'll just see what happens.
What is in this season, as you describe it, taking care of your mother-in-law, seeing your youngest son through school, having Bear well educated. What is most rewarding to you, Darren, in this season of your life?
You know, in this season of my life, I turned 56 recently, and you know, I've run pretty fast paced for the last, you know, pretty much my whole life, and I think God has been teaching me to slow down a bit. And that to find a pace that I can sustain for the next 30 years. And, you know, I think family and my marriage and my relationships with my children have become much dearer to me as I've gotten older. I think maybe when I was younger, I maybe took that for granted a little bit. Would just work. And now I think God is helping me to find a healthier balance of not always being in a hurry, not always running off to the next thing, but actually enjoying where I'm at, being with who I'm with, So that those are some things that God's working into me these days.
Now, you just got back, Darren, recently from traveling. You mentioned it a bit earlier, traveling to a Central Asian country in the former Soviet Union. So what took you back there, and what was that experience like?
Well, we've been involved with the partnership helping South Africa develop their sports ministry for the last 5 or 6 years, and that came to somewhat of a close during COVID. And we were looking for other opportunities, and our organization, Athletes in Action, is trying to develop partnerships with our ministries in these other countries and helping them to develop their sports ministry. And one of the areas was Central Asia, and the attraction there was that a lot of the folks, not everyone, but most of the people speak Russian, especially folks who are 30 and older. And so that was intriguing, but also I'd never been to that part of the world and never been to a primarily Muslim country for ministry. I've had a couple layovers in airports, but never went to one, to a country that was Muslim for the purposes of ministry.
When you think about the culture, there's a richness of cultures worldwide. When you think about the Russian-speaking nations, is there anything about the culture that stands out to you that you just delight in?
Yes, there's a sense of hospitality when you're in someone's home or apartment. You know, you're the most important person in the world, and people drop what they're doing. You know, if they don't have. I remember going to the dorm to talk with students about Christ way back when, before we had kids. I think we played Monopoly in the dorm, and the students wanted to serve us tea. They didn't have any sugar, and so they ran down the hallway and knocked on doors until they found someone who would loan them sugar. And that just gives you an idea of how important it is to care for other people when they're in your home. And that was kind of convicting. I felt like here there were non-Christian folks who were more hospitable than I was. You know, it was very convicting and encouraging in a good way to be more hospitable. Another thing that about the culture is there's a respect and a love and a high value on education and the arts, music. I just remember going to the orchestra or to the opera or to the ballet, and the tickets were like $2. And, you know, here in the States, you know, you have to sell your retirement plan to go see an opera or to go to the ballet. So those were good opportunities for us and for our kids, too, to get to see that. My daughter got a chance to do Russian ballet for years, and my sons, three of them, played hockey in Russia and learned from coaches who coached players like Pavel Datsyuk, who played for the Detroit Red Wings, Alexei Yashin, who played, I believe, for the Islanders, and Javi Bulin, who was a goalie. And so they had some of the same coaches. So that was fun.
Yeah. Well, Darren, when we come back for our final segment, let's talk about the work that you're doing in Boston at the different schools, your oversight, your leadership. Darren McFarlane is our guest today. Darren has had international playing experience in baseball and soccer. He's been a translator as he's helped coaches experience in the coaching experience there in hockey. Today, Darren is the director of Athletes in Action in the Boston metro area. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Darren McFarlane, you can find out more about him and his ministry. Go to give.crew darrenmcfarland.org. Type in Darren McFarland and stand by him and his family. Support them. Pray for them. He's got another few decades. He's slowing down the pace, as it were, so he can continue to serve God faithfully, stay in good health, serve the Lord faithfully as he is. Faithfully, faithfully. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Darren McFarland, our guest today, he is the Director of Athletes in Action in the Boston metro area, overseeing schools like Babson and Bentley, Gordon College, Merrimack, Boston University, Boston College, MIT, and Harvard, working with athletes. Darren, what does your work entail? Who are you overseeing? How does it all work?
Well, I'm the sole Athletes in Action staff person here in the Boston area. And so what I've done is tried to multiply and expand the sports ministry here in town by mentoring and helping the Campus Crusade staff learn how to do sports ministry. And so at schools like Harvard, Boston College, Boston University, Bentley, Babson, Northeastern, MIT, I've helped the staff learn how to do sports ministry. And once they've got their feet on the ground and, know what direction to head, I just go to another campus and start something else. And so currently I am working at Merrimack College and hoping to expand to the University of Massachusetts in Lowell. I have a meeting later this month with the athletic department and hope to really launch a new ministry there next fall. So basically what we do is,
UMass Lowell.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Darren, I've been noticing, and it's hard not to see it. I mean, it's almost on a daily basis. We're seeing athletes that are taking their lives. Top-level athletes. I mean, I just read about one today who her last at-bat in softball was a home run. Award-winning athlete, and then suicide. What's going on with athletes and sports, and what's happening on the inside, and how could a ministry like yours help save their lives, make a difference, even for eternity?
Yeah, Danny, there's just so much pressure that comes along with being an athlete. You know, there's just pressure to perform. And for many of them who don't know Jesus, it's their entire life. And even when they succeed, there's still pressure to perform the next game. And it's just overwhelming. And unfortunately, it leads to some of these situations where young women and young men take their lives in the prime of their lives. And when we come and speak to an athletic director about Athletes in Action, I talk about a three-dimensional athlete. You know, that the university does a good job of developing them intellectually through the classroom and physically through their sport, but oftentimes that third dimension, the spiritual dimension, goes undeveloped. And so surprisingly, well, maybe not surprisingly, these athletic directors really want Athletes in Action to be a part of their athletic departments because they know they're going to face problems they have no solutions for. And Jesus has solutions for these problems. And they may not be men or women of faith themselves, but they want to provide that opportunity to their student athletes.
You mentioned something that's quite bold, Darren. You said they don't have answers, but Jesus has answers. And this could be grave stuff for an athlete in despair. What kind of answers do you and Athletes in Action do you provide in the name of Jesus?
Well, that they are a child of God, loved and cared for and accepted based upon their faith in Christ, not based upon if they score a bunch of runs or, you know, are excellent athletes or make it to the NFL. You know, and I think everybody needs to hear that from, you know, someone, that I love you and I accept you just as you are. And, you know, like we talked about all the pressure they face, and, you know, to know that Jesus is okay with them, whether they win, lose, or draw, is a pretty powerful thing. And they need to hear that. And a lot of times that is part of them actually settling into accepting who God has made them and created them to be. I'll give you a couple examples. Athletes who came through our ministry here in Boston who are now playing at the highest level. Jake Odinger is the starting goalie for the Dallas Stars hockey team. And he's like 23 years old, was involved in Bible study at Boston University, and now he is winning playoff games for the Dallas Stars. And so you should keep an eye on him. Another young man who was involved in Athletes in Action at Boston College, Justin Simmons. He's a free safety, all-pro, plays for the Denver Broncos. And he loves Jesus with all his heart, and he's providing hope to many, many young people who look to him as an example.
So Darren, what I'm hearing is, I'm hearing these two stories that you just mentioned. These are stellar athletes that have gone through Athletes in Action. Obviously, one could say, well, the prescription worked. But what about even a Christian athlete who's thinking about taking her own life or his own life? They're not, you know, they're trying to make the pros, or they're trying to make the, you know, all conference team. And, you know, I think those examples are great. They've gone through athletes in action. But what about the other athletes in Christ and who don't know Christ?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's tons of examples, you know, and I, funny, Danny, I didn't know that I had ADHD and some mild depression until I was like 53. And so I started taking some medication that's helped me tremendously. And, you know, so I talk about that with the student athletes I work with. You know, it's okay to be sad. It's okay to look for help. You know, Jesus is the great physician, and all truth is God's truth. And so, you know, if you're sad, let's talk. You know, if you need to talk, here's my number. There's resources on campus for these kids. And, you know, they can call me anytime. And so I do have those kind of conversations with some of the young men that I work with. And, you know, I have others who have had friends who've died tragically, others who've taken their lives. And so this is a real issue that we talk about on campus.
Hey, let's just spend a moment. There might be someone listening who has a child, a grandchild, a sibling that's a collegiate athlete or an athlete, someone that might be not even known that they're struggling in this area. But Darren McFarland, would you just close us in this time with a prayer of blessing and protection over these dear athletes that we know and that we don't know?
I would love
but
to.
God knows. Yes.
Oh, Jesus, you love every man, woman, and child from every nation, every tribe, and every tongue. And we know that you are deeply grieved about things like the war in Ukraine. And you're deeply saddened when young men and women struggle with all the pressures they face. The school and academics, and in particular, speaking of athletes, the pressure that comes to perform and keep performing and producing, it can be relentless. And Father, we want to pray for this young woman and her family and friends, the one who took her life recently after hitting a home run in the last collegiate at bat, that you would bring comfort, that you would bring the hope and love of Jesus to them and to student athletes across the United States and athletes around the world who face these pressures. Thank you, Jesus, that you have the answers. And we pray that they would turn to you to get the answers they need instead of to all the other alternatives that will let us down. Thank you, Jesus, for this time with Danny and for the opportunity to share about what you're doing in Boston, and pray that you continue to do that, that you would bless me and the ministry here, and that you would continue to draw men and women to yourself and send them out into the world and into professional athletics to be light and salt for your son.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Darren, thank you. Darren McFarland. Give.crew.org. Type in Darren McFarland. Darren, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Danny. It was really a joy.
Fitting words from Darren McFarland. Give.crew.org. Darren McFarland. My friend, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, we believe this may be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video set up for you there. And if you'd like to stand with us with your prayers or your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And let me thank you in advance for that. Hebrews 12:1, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Darren McFarland, give.crew.org. Type in Darren McFarland. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me. I'll leave